Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. You know that performance counts, so put your pension in the hands of our experts. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Now, it's Black Friday today, so have you bagged yourself a few bargains? Or are you planning to put a dent in the Christmas shopping over the weekend and round it off with Cyber Monday? A Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has issued warnings that consumers are being targeted by increasingly sophisticated online scams. So how can we spot them and protect ourselves against them? I'm joined on the line now by Elaine Burke from the host of For Tech's Sake podcast. Elaine, you're very welcome.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
So we're hearing that Black Friday is a petri dish for this stuff. What are the warning signs do we need to look out for online scams at this time of year in particular?
Yeah, so I suppose the challenge now is that it is a bit easier to fake things and to scam people. But the general advice is to double check anything that you're doing a purchase with beforehand, especially if it seems to be a very, very suspiciously good deal. If you're talking of like 80% off or something that seems like you would never get that price at any other time of year, do double check. And those checks can be more extensive maybe than what would have previously been advised. And you do want to check that the website is legitimate. There have been cases of scammers cloning the websites of popular known retailers. So even if it's a known retailer, if you clicked through a link from a source, say an ad on social media, it might be worth doing maybe a search for that product and the name of the retailer and seeing if a different link exists, because it could be that a scam website was set up to divert you away. And you always do want to check that the sellers that you're dealing with are who they say they are. And it used to be the advice that you'd want to be checking that if they say that they're a local Irish retailer, that they have contact information on their website that reflects them being a local Irish retailer. Now, unfortunately, there are cases where these scam websites are set up and they do have addresses and phone numbers that look Irish, but they aren't. And sometimes there are tells there where they'll say have an address in Cavan, but the phone number doesn't have the area code for Cavan. So if you're paying attention, you might spot that. But even if you Googled those addresses and found that the map's location doesn't say that a business is located there or doesn't say that address exists, and that's a way of double checking if that information is provided. And then if it's a social media account, because some transactions, you know, people aren't necessarily transacting through websites and they're getting advertisements through social media and social media accounts, check how long that account has existed for. Go back, scroll through their posts and see if they've been posting for a long time. Look at their posts and see how authentic they look. If they're claiming to be, you know, a creator, crafty person or a seller or something like that, are they posting images that you can see them at work, that you can see some actual use of the products that they're purporting to sell and things like that? Because it's very easy to spin up images of products, and to be fair, it's actually easy to create videos of product demos that include people, but they might have some tells of being AI generated. So there's a lot to watch out for, I have to say.
I'm exhausted just listening to that, Elaine, because it's just it's so difficult really now, because the ads are so sophisticated, like especially those when you see those social media ads and you click on them and they have like backstories, made up backstories of, you know, this local shop in a small town that's had to close for some reason, and there's this big giveaway sale. And also, I suppose this time of year, people are expecting big bargains, because that's what Black Friday is supposed to be all about.
Yeah, so scammers capitalize on what they know about buyer behavior and people's expectations. And this time of year, people expect to see really good deals available online. So that is what they optimize for at this time of year. So you do have to, like, at this time of year, because you are actually going to find deals online, you do have to be extra cautious, because it also means that scammers will be working in the shadows there as well. The sites that you mentioned where they purport to be these family-owned shops that are being put out of business, that kind of tugs at the heartstrings, but it also creates this idea of urgency, that it's a time-limited offer to get these products at these prices because the base is going under. And anything that creates that time and urgency sense, that's a classic one for scammers. So that's definitely a moment to take a pause and take a moment.
If you get caught, Elaine, is there anything you can do to, you know, retrieve the situation?
So something that you definitely need to be aware of is that if any website or seller is trying to encourage you to pay via bank transfer or something other than a, you know, secure payment method, be very suspicious and walk away from that immediately. And if you do pay with, say, your debit or credit card, you and you don't receive the product, or the product that you receive isn't as advertised, then you do have recourse. You can report that to your bank and seek a charge back. And your bank will actually help and liaise with your payment provider on that. So if you are paying with secure payment methods, you do have that bit of recourse and a bit of security if you do get scammed, because it can happen to anyone. Now, the other form of a scam is that it's a phishing scam, that it's actually tried to capture your data as opposed to send you a fake product or anything like that. And if that's the case, if that's what you're suspicious that you're a victim of, you want to be reporting that. If you've accessed it via a certain platform, you can report it to the platform, but you definitely want to be reporting that to the Gardaí as well, because your information has been compromised in that case, unfortunately.
Okay, Elaine. So the bottom line is just be very, very careful out there, because this stuff is coming at you from all angles.
Absolutely. And it doesn't really behoove you as a shopper to, you know, act on impulse and rapidly, even though legitimate retailers want you to behave like that when you're shopping online. It's actually much better to move slowly and more cautiously. And they try to make these things friction free, but then also that means that the scammers optimize for that as well and expect people to make rash decisions and impulse purchases without thinking them all the way through. So that's your best defense, really.
Okay, good advice. That's Elaine Burke there, a technology journalist and host of the For Tech's Sake podcast.